This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict. Over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. After days of delays, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution on aid to Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a watered-down resolution calling for speeding up aid deliveries to Gaza civilians.
We must find a path forward to end the misery.
But the resolution does not include the original call for also suspending hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. and Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had vetoed that, saying it would only embolden Hamas. That led to days of high-level talks over how to avoid another veto. The U.S. today joined Russia in abstaining, allowing the resolution to pass 13-0. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. The court revealed its decision Friday. The issue will now be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, which has signaled it will act quickly to decide the case. Special counsel Jack Smith had cautioned that even a rapid appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court in time for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Nazareth, the town where Christians believe Jesus lived much of his life, Christmas celebrations have been scaled back in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Henry Wilkins reports.
This year, the streets are empty. The Christmas tree is nowhere to be found. The Reverend Simeon Bachali, the priest here, explains that Christmas celebrations have been scaled back this year in solidarity with Christians and Palestinians in Gaza.
It's a very bad situation, very sad situation. We see the thousands of people that died, children and babies.
Christian leaders in Nazareth and many other Israeli towns and cities, including Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, have coordinated to scale back celebrations this year. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Nazareth, Israel.
France has completed the withdrawal of its troops from Niger after they were asked to leave by the country's new military rulers, ending years of on-the-ground support. The withdrawal, completed on Friday, has raised concerns from analysts about a gap in the fight against jihadi violence across the Sahel region of Africa. President Emmanuel Macron, however, said France would remain involved in the Sahel, although in a different way. In West Africa, Niger was seen as the last remaining Western partner in the decade-long fight against jihadi groups and that have seized territories, massacred civilians, and battled foreign armies in the Sahel. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered new legislative maps in a redistricting case brought by Democrats. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Controlled by liberals, the court overturned Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordered that new district boundary lines be drawn as Democrats had urged. The ruling comes less than a year before the 2024 election in a battleground state where four of the six past presidential elections have been decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Republicans built large majorities in the legislature under maps they drew over a decade ago. The court said it will proceed with adopting remedial maps in time for the election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. Evers vetoed the current maps. I'm Norman Hall.
The latest work by elusive artist Banksy, a red stop sign with three military drones on it, was taken down less than an hour after he confirmed its installation on a London street corner. Witnesses shot photos and video Friday of a man with bolt cutters removing the sign. People commenting on Banksy's Instagram account had accurately predicted it wouldn't be there long after the artist posted a photo of it. Some of his work has sold for tens of millions of dollars. A witness says people watched in awe as a man climbed atop a bicycle and removed the sign. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.